Any computer questions?
Recently, I've had trouble when somebody sent me a request to add, you know, a new box to my Dropbox. Even if I go to the page, I'm unable to find some kind of add button. Has Dropbox changed recently so that adding another Dropbox to your list has gotten more difficult?
With the Green Party, we use Dropbox quite a bit, and I've noticed the menus don't always seem to read. Like, if you go to the download link, it pops up a menu that isn't always read by the screen reader. That could be part of the problem.
I often hit enter on a link and nothing happens.
Yeah. Because it pops up a menu because you're looking for the direct download, but it's under a menu. And a sighted person can see it, but I haven't been able to figure out how to get regular access to it with at least window-wise.
Have you contacted the Dropbox people at all?
No, but I will.
I'm still looking to have my favorites live in one place, sort of on the cloud or somewhere where I don't have to juggle five or six different browsers. And somebody had a couple of suggestions, paid for or not, where I can have my favorites live in one place.
You want to have a list of your favorites available, irrespective of the device you use.
Right.
Antonio, is it that you just want to be able to walk up to any computer and be able to access your favorites? Is that
any of my computers?
Any of your computers, that's the difference.
Yeah, which three or four different Windows versions of it, Firefox and Internet Explorer. And
isn't some of the sharing services like Dropbox or SkyDrive, you could actually map the folder to a different folder? If so, you just map it to your favorites folder.
I don't think Dropbox will let you do quite that.
It might be...
It almost sounds like you want a cloud-based...
Yeah. That's what he's looking for. But you're looking for a cross-browser platform for doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
iCloud could do it, but you're going to have some accessibility problems with the interface on Windows machines. Yeah.
Well, I noticed that if you go to like the Firefox extension, they still don't seem to have a system for keeping synced favorites and bookmarks.
I can probably deal with that.
When you install Dropbox, isn't there some way that you could actually change the path of the Dropbox folder?
Oh, I see. So what you're thinking is to have it mapped to your favorites?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd do that. The reason I wouldn't do that...
I only put other stuff in it.
Oh, it would. It'll populate your favorites folder with all kinds of files and stuff. It even puts some of its own stuff in there that you don't want to see, because if you do, you'll suddenly find that folders you thought you were sharing, you're not sharing anymore. You know, those files that have the .dropbox as the whole
file. The other thing is Windows Live Mesh used to be Windows Live Sync. That I know you could synchronize any folder you want, but then again, it's not necessarily cross-platform. You're thinking about stuff like...
If I could find at least something that would do all the Windows machines. Right?
Windows Live Mesh will do that. That will do Windows, It's a freebie. It's part of Windows Live, It used to be what they call Windows Live Sync, where you can synchronize folders. I don't know if they have a component for like the Macintosh or something like that, but definitely that would do the... At least the Windows ones,
Okay.
And you'll just point it towards your favorites folder.
I'm having difficulty accessing Bard, downloading Bard. So I headline through Bard headlines and then try to download. And a dialogue pops up, I believe, a sighted person saying open, save, cancel. And there seems to be no way that I've found to pop into that dialogue.
Alt-N. As in November.
Okay.
If you hit Alt-N, it will then read you those options.
I have like a three-part Braille Plus question. Where do I find some place that tells me what the computer Braille codes are?
Oh, computer, but you mean like what the keystrokes are?
Yeah, because I'm constantly getting the thing like, you must enter computer Braille, and sometimes there are certain letters I don't know what the computer...
The National Braille Press has a reference card on that.
Okay.
The letters will be the same.
Yeah, what
may differ is things like your other symbols and things like
numbers.
That.
Numbers, uppercase.
Right. Those and with punctuation, I don't know what they are.
That's where things are.
National Braille Press, I know, has some resources on that.
At least on mine, I think I've got mine actually set to input computer Braille. If I want uppercase, I hit the shift button, which is to the left of the space bar. But so you know, there may be it may depend somewhat on the settings that you have your keyboard. So you have to check that to see how you actually got it configured.
How do I get it to stay in like grade 2 Braille mode when I'm like, if I like open up a text file, it doesn't allow me to like input in grade 2?
No, it will not. If it's a text file, it will not. The file has to either be in BRF file, or it has to be the
proprietary format,
which allows you to write in actually both.
If I create it in the word processor on the file, it allows me until I close it and open it again.
That's right.
Right.
Because you haven't saved it yet.
If you saved it as a text, as a .txt right. file. Yeah.
Then it's not going to.
Then it's not going to, because then as far as it's concerned, it's no longer one of their proprietary format.
Oh, so you can't just make the interface always gray too.
Well, you can as long as you keep the file in the proprietary.
Okay.
Or BRF, yeah.
I'm going to have to reflash this. And it's been like 2 years since I've gotten keys for my Learning Ally and Bard reading book access. Am I going to have to go through the process again, or are they going to, like, when I go to update, are they going to, like, be back going, would you like to re-download?
Your keys, I know the key for Audible went away when you did that. I don't think Bard did.
No, I don't think
Bard doesn't go away. But you won't have to go through the whole process. They may have to generate you a new key, but I don't think it's not like the whole long process that it was initially. I think the one time I lost a key in Flash, I got it within 2 days, it was done.
Because last time I had to do this, and it was like only a month after I got the key, when I did check for software updates, the key was, like, it noticed that my key was missing and offered to, like,
re-. Yeah,
I think that was a bug in their server.
Yeah.
At one point, I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
No.
I was trying to set up Office 2010 and got this error message or whatever saying your side-by-side synchronization isn't working or something like that. And I think it said, go to the control panel and the set association something, which doesn't seem to exist in the panel. But does anybody know what side-by-side synchronization is?
I'd start with Google first.
I started with Google and just get all
nothing.
Sorts of gibberish crap.
Okay.
I find it sort of aggravating too when you go to Google for some of these things sometimes and you go down to the search results,
yeah.
which are supposed to be non-advertisement
yeah.
stuff. They're supposed to be things that actually tell you stuff. You go and it's still some garbage site trying to sell
yeah.
you something.
Mm-hmm.
No answers or anything.
The question relates to wireless internet. When you turn on your laptop and it says wireless within the range of this computer,
mm-hmm.
click the one to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the view list of available wireless ports. The sighted people just immediately look and see the one that is unsecure and click on right, and in a second they are on internet. And I have to listen to all the chatter and at the end of it tells you it's secure. You mind it that, you know, like a password to get in. Then you go to the next thing, you wait until it finishes all the chatter again, and at the end of it tells you, is there anything I can do to let it tell me up front which one is secure and unsecure, and I don't have to listen through all the numbers and all the other information that I don't need.
I think sometimes it's reading what the network name is.
Yeah.
Say some network names have a list of numbers, and that's unfortunately the name of the network.
It's being parsed where the secured, unsecured is actually being read at the end
yeah.
of the
string.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot you can do about that.
There's no way to change that. No, you have to just listen to it.
It's based on the way that the screen reader is actually
reading it.
Reading
yeah.
it, yeah.
Is there anybody in the universe left who's using Windows Internet Explorer 7? Please let me know. I'm having a major argument with Citizens Bank about their newly inaccessible pages. And they said, oh, well, it works for our machines and we're using Internet Explorer 7. And I said, Internet Explorer 7? Forget it. Who said that?
Rosie.
Can I call you sometime and test something with you?
Sure.
It is not a screen reader issue because I've had sighted people verify that the very same things are happening whether you can see or not. So in this case, they've broken usability and accessibility, and they're telling me it's my machine and I've tried it on 4 machines, but they were all Internet Explorer 8 or 9.
I log on. Sometimes my computer jumps to log on frame. And I have difficulty getting to password edit. It's not reading it. It won't move. How do I get to password edit when it says log on frame and I can't get out of it. Yes, I've tabbed.
Have you tried?
I've escaped.
What about alt tab?
I've alt tabbed.
Mm-hmm.
I've alt control tabbed.
I think when that happens, it's because there's another
window
that's up that's causing the focus to get confused, and so Alt-Tab is probably your only alternative there, because you've got to get out of whatever window that is.
Okay.
No, actually, I meant Alt-Tab.
Really?
No, he doesn't mean Alt-Tab.
Yeah, but see, it's a window from something else that's up at the same time that login frame is up.
Have you hit Alt-F4 to close that
yes.
window? And that's not working.
I religiously close everything with Alt-F. I do anything.
What accessibility software is on this computer?
JAWS 12.
mean, the fact that I agree with Steve is that there's something else popping up on here.
Yeah.
And maybe worthwhile to actually look at, you know, examine what that may be, because it may be indicative of something else going on.
Have you explored with the JAWS cursor to read what's in there?
I can't do anything. It just says log on frame. That's it.
So you have a ghost window that's kind of popping.
Yeah.
You're on the log on screen, right?
Yes.
So there's no taskbar.
No.
Another program that started, you might want to use
MS config to.
Thank you. That will tell you what you're running before.
Try turning some stuff off. Do one by one. See if you can turn off whatever's popping up there.
When I've had that problem, it's been because I'm coming out of sleep mode. I don't ever see it if I start the computer, you know, with a real honest to goodness, you know, start. But I have seen it, because I do this a lot with my laptop. I just put it to sleep by closing the cover.
Yeah, I do that too. I've been shutting it off and on now, though, because...
Yeah, because if you...
So if you shut it off completely, it doesn't happen?
No.
No, see,
okay.
that's a something that happens when you come out of sleep mode. You're not necessarily getting the login screen you think you're getting. You may have residuals from stuff that was up before and ghost windows and God only knows what. So
I have to remove my password to be able to do this. I want my password back on my laptop. I'm not comfortable not having a password.
Okay, yeah, but I don't think that's the issue.
That's not the problem. I agree with Frank. What I would suggest that you do is run msconfig.
What do you type at the run screen?
msconfig. And... look and see what is running and disable some of the things that you don't want at startup, that you don't need at startup.
MS config.
There are a lot of programs. You'd be amazed if you go in there. There are a lot of programs that are running in the background that you don't know. Because a lot of programs just say, we want to make sure we are immediately available to you, and you want us. And so they will put themselves starting up, and you don't even realize that that process has started up. And I'll bet you that if you look into that and you disable some of those things that you don't need to start up. For example, Adobe's famous for this. Adobe assumes you definitely want Adobe to start. Lickety split. So it puts itself into that MS config. You don't need to have Adobe startup unless you do nothing but read PDF files on your computer. Windows key R, MS config.
Now you said the helper is what
things that just like load parts of themselves in the memory will have the name helper, like iTunes helper, Adobe ACR RD helper. Or QuickTime does the same thing. A lot of these, they just load parts of themselves into your memory.
Sometimes, I mean, when your startup is real slow, is that probably the problem? Is that the culprit?
Yes.
It can be. It's not always, but it certainly can be. Power management settings are still kludgy with screen readers, I find sometimes. I recommend, if you're not going to use your computer for a while...
Yeah, shut it down.
Shut it down. The other thing you can do is go into your power management settings, and you can change how quickly it goes to sleep, or how quickly it... you know what it does,
and particularly if it's not running on batteries.
Well, it still does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went in, but never.
On everything?
No, just on the time that I'm allotted to have it on pause, I never run it.
Are you sure that you're actually checking the right box? Because there are a few things that you can change. One of which is the. Obviously, you don't ever want it to go to sleep, but there are other things.
About hard disks.
About hard disks
turning
and
off,
monitors.
There are all sorts of settings
so
in there.
You may actually be checking the wrong radio button.
Okay.
Go back in and check.
I'll go back, yes.
Yeah, because that...
And it's separate for battery and separate for...
It's separate, that's right. That's
right.
Another thing. Yeah, you may be checking the one for your battery and not for the power one, and it's a little tricky to figure out which one you actually...
Yeah, make sure you read through the whole dialogue.
What I do sometimes in that case is when I'm in the dialogue, I actually look at things with the JAWS cursor, and sometimes that gives me a clearer idea which one I actually should be playing with.
No.
Okay.